Well, Caleb and Hillary, I don't know about you guys, but when you think about athletic tasks, hitting a baseball, I think, is one of the toughest. I mean, I'm talking about throwing it 90 to 100 miles an hour.
I can't hit a baseball that's going like 5 miles.
Sure.
Like soft pitch it to me. I'm not going to hit it.
So it's pretty tough.
100 miles an hour. Are you kidding me? If anything's flying at me at 100 miles an hour, I'm just going to drop.
I was always afraid of getting hit by a pitch when I played a little baseball. But then like we were cleaning out our collapsed shed yesterday and found some like baseball stuff. And I'm like soft tossing to Cooper and he's like whacking them all over the yard too.
I played 2 years of Mighty Mites, 5th and 6th grade. And I still a couple of memories. I remember getting a triple and I remember being hit at
least
once or twice.
Was it a triple double?
It was not a triple
double.
That's
a term that I hear at times
and
I still don't know what it is.
It does make me hungry though because I always think it's like the latest McDonald's item. It's like 3 sausage patties and 2 eggs or something.
Oh, yeah.
I raise all of this because Chris Davis on the Baltimore Orioles, at one time in his athletic career as a first baseman and a hitter, he was quite accomplished enough that the Orioles signed him to a 7-year, $181 million contract. He's in the 4th year of that deal, but here's the deal why it's a national story. Last year, he hit 168. That was the lowest average in the majors. Again, there's in the middle of this. The teams have heard some of this with the Brewers and Ryan Braun in the past, but Ryan's doing fine this year. But Chris Davis, remember the Brewers shortstop was 0 for 16.
Okay.
Chris Davis is 0 for 49.
And he's
he
getting
has not
paid
had a hit all year.
And he's getting paid roughly $25 million a year to not
I
do anything,
do
right?
Seriously? Right? You don't have to be. How many millions?
Like $25 million a year, my rough math.
You know what? You
no,
pay me $25,000 a year.
Here's the thing.
I'll do that.
I mean, your heart's got to go out to the guy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, from Little League T-ball all the way up. I mean, and the fans have been booing him.
Oh.
And here's the latest. He entered the record books last night yet again after his 0 for 5 performance against Oakland pushed his hitless streak to 49 at-bats, setting the longest such streak ever recorded in baseball history.
Oh.
I mean, you talk about between the ears, right? It's got to be just so in your head. I feel for this guy. I know he's getting paid.
$2.5 million, he can afford a couple of therapists to help him through this.
Yeah, I imagine.
Angst.
Yeah, you've got to have something like that. And again, he lined out to left field in the bottom of the 5th for the record-breaking out. In his second at bat, he popped an easy foul ball that was dropped, giving him a potential gift-wrap opportunity to avoid history. But he would then go on to hit a hard line drive to left field that was also caught. You know, again, when you're making out, he's hitting the ball. So he's not striking out all the time, although he did strike out looking in the bottom half of the 7th and again swinging in the 8th. So there you go. He's the first baseman for Baltimore.
I feel like this is analogous to life as well, too. It's like the song that we play, Never Beyond Broken, too, because so many times, too, it's just like, you feel like your life is just mounting failure upon failure. And I think you can just start getting inward and saying, there's nothing I can do about this. And yet we know that as believers in Christ, we know that no matter what we have in our past that we're bringing with us, that we're accepted and loved and welcomed in Jesus. So I'm not trying to Jesus juke a sports story here too, but you think about it too, how many times that failures just seem to mount, and yet in Christ, I mean, like the prodigal, we can always go back. So
yeah, although I was going to play the Man I Want to Be, but I've changed that to a different song. I think we're going to hear Parachute instead.
There you go. I hope you get a hit soon, Chris. I don't
I
know
hope
you,
so
but
too. We're rooting for you, man. We're rooting for you.
I enjoy my job here. But I found an article from Better Homes and Gardens, and the title is, "We tried this year's new Easter candy, and this was the winner." And I'm thinking, they have a pretty good job, too.
That would be an amazing job.
Let's run through some of these, shall we? It's new Easter candies, as if we didn't have enough. And again, Easter, not about candy, but a lot of you, I know my family, enjoys candy around Easter. So here are some of the new ones.
I like something, though, I saw on Facebook recently. It's like your grown-up kids, and they want an Easter basket. You know, they're laundry baskets.
Yes.
There you go.
Filled with cleaning supplies.
Right?
I
wouldn't say no to that. Russell Stover. It's the Russell Stover bunny corn. Huh. It says on, it's a big chocolate bunny, but it says, in a field of rabbits, be a bunny corn, like a unicorn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does
so
it
anyway,
have a horn?
Not really.
That would
it
be
sort
kind
of just looks like
did.
A chocolate bunny, to be honest. Are you, so you seeing
I think
this?
The question with bunnies is, when I see that, I'm like, is it
solid
or is it hollow? Right? That's always the question.
It is solid. And they're calling it a unicorn bunny hybrid.
Oh. You know, instead of a bunny, I always get Russell Stover has chocolate crosses. So I always put a chocolate cross in my. I don't know how people feel about that, but you know, it's what I do.
Dove white chocolate carrot cake chocolates.
I like carrot cake.
Staff quote delicious. Says way too sweet, but I like the added crunch. So, because again, Dove chocolates are very smooth, creamy. Really enjoy those. So Dove white chocolate carrot cake, white chocolate marshmallow M&Ms are coming out for. And now
there's no limit to the different types of M&Ms, right?
I know.
It's like Oreos and M&Ms are always competing to see who can have the newest. Yes. At some point, they just need to mash those two together. But marshmallow M&M
sounds pretty good.
And then white chocolate added as well, too. I could see that. Again, some new candies coming out for Easter. New Peeps. You know there's like new Coke?
Yeah.
There's new Peeps.
Okay, what do you got?
The Peeps
brand. You're very anti-Peep, though.
I don't know that I would say that I'm anti-Peep. I usually just try one every year and regret it. But
you try one to see maybe if you've changed this year.
My children love them, and I just, they look so good.
Huh.
They look so good.
I like the chocolate-dipped ones.
Yeah.
Those are good. What are the new flavors, though?
There are a ton of new Peeps products, again, quoting from this article from BHG.com, that range from solid chocolate to sweet marshmallow-flavored coffee creamer, so a lot of different flavors. But the all-new Peeps flavors include blue raspberry, sour watermelon, and chocolate caramel swirl.
I'm just an old school. My Peep is yellow, and it's got the white marshmallow. I mean, that's just kind
of... You know what's really good is Rice Krispie bars made with Peeps.
You haven't had that.
Yeah, very good.
So, yeah, that's delicious. So on Facebook a while ago, one of my friends from Rhinelander posted a picture of some gummies that she found in Rhineland. They were gummy llamas and gummy sloths.
Oh.
Amazing. And so I commented and was like, where did you find them? And I couldn't, you know.
She sent it to you.
Yeah, she did. So I commented. And then another friend of mine, like a family friend, like she messaged me and I haven't talked to this woman in almost a decade. And she says, honey, what's your address? I'm going to mail you some. I got a package full of gummy sloths and llamas yesterday.
That's super awesome.
Thank you, Kathy.
High speed through the rest of these. Purple rain jelly beans are new.
Oh.
Berry, blueberry, blue raspberry, and grape flavors again. So I don't know if there's a tribute to Prince in there, but sure. Solid. Cinnamon sugar churro eggs from Russell Stover.
Oh.
Staff quote, delicious flavor, but so rich I could only half. So marshmallow egg flavored like a cinnamon sugar churro. I would totally try that. That's... Totally.
The Russell Stover Research Kitchen has been very busy, I guess.
I think when you buy this stuff, they should give you a punch card for like free insulin with purchase or something.
Dove Easter truffles, peanut butter and chocolate truffles made by Dove.
Yes, please.
Seems pretty solid. Cadbury Shimmer mini eggs are another one you can look for around Easter. And finally, this is what Better Homes and Gardens said is the winner.
Oh.
You know Reese's eggs?
Yes.
They made Reese's Pieces eggs, just like they put the Reese's Pieces inside a Reese's. Now they put the Reese's Pieces inside the Reese's egg.
That's a lot of Reese's.
There's a lot of
Reese's. Reese's is always a winner.
It's
whatever you
solid.
It is. Peanut butter and chocolate, you can't
Do you
go
mess
wrong.
With a winner? Because that is my favorite Easter candy is the Reese's eggs.
Those are good.
We'll have to do a live taste test. That's all I can think. Earworm songs. This is so fun. And they're all for you parents out there that either have young children or did once upon a time, because some of these are taking me way back.
Yeah, might not be Thursday. It's more of a throwback Tuesday with some of these. We posted this on our WWIB Radio Facebook page. You have to listen to one of the following songs on repeat for all eternity. Which one do you pick? And I'm guessing for some parents, and especially for some of you moms who are hearing these a lot of the time as your children are young, you feel like you have been hearing them for all eternity, even if your kid's like two. Yes, it goes on and on, my friend. As I remember, my mom really couldn't stand this song. I kind of enjoyed it.
I love this one.
Solid. Solid. Again, one of these. You can weigh in on the Weibo Radio Facebook page if you have to listen to one of these for all eternity.
Okay, I've heard kids sing this with alternate lyrics. It's not okay. Don't do that.
Yeah, I remember that as well.
Behave.
Barney was lovable.
Barney was lovable. This is the Wiggles song. Who's in the Wiggle house?
Who's in the Wiggle house? I love the Wiggles.
I don't know the song.
Oh my goodness, I love the I love hot potato.
Oh, I love hot potato.
And fruit salad, yummy, yummy.
Yeah. This is your favorite though. This is.
Oh yeah. Here we go.
It gets it. Start it, man. Come on. Baby Shark. I'm doing it with my fingers, Caleb.
Here's the thing. This probably is the most recent of all of these. But let me just put out there, parents, moms especially, if you feel like you've been listening to this on repeat for all eternity, moms in ages past had the Wiggles, had Barney, had Elmo, had the song that never
we
ends.
We had this.
We could throw Teletubbies in there
we
as well.
This. Yes, it goes on. It's not okay.
I love Lamb Chops and Charlie Horse and all of those.
This is the song, la, 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 Elmo's song.
Which one would you choose? Weigh in on the Wib Radio Facebook page. If you had to pick one, and I know you're like, no one should ever have to face
no
that
one
choice.
No one should have to.
I'd go with the Wiggles, personally. Even though Baby Shark, I have recency bias with Baby Shark. But if the Wiggles, if I could listen to multiple songs of the Wiggles, I think I would probably do better mentally.
I think if I had to listen to these on repeat for a long time, no one would want to be near me. I would not do well mentally. That's all I'm saying.
What if we changed our format and we just played these six songs all day long?
No!
Hey, this is Caleb from the Wib Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.